Good morning. First of all, I want to thank my co-author, Linda Lee, who is the nutrition program manager, along with all of the WIC directors at the WIC sites where Fit Families was implemented. And I have no relationships to disclose. I'm going to describe the program, the components of the program, and then talk a little bit about our evaluation methods, results, and limitations, and some of the successes that we've had in sustainability. In Wisconsin, obesity and overweight is a big problem, and it's a problem in the WIC program with 49% of pregnant women, 73% of postpartum women, 36% of four-year-olds in that overweight or obese category. And WIC is a good venue for an obesity prevention program because in Wisconsin, we serve about half of the infants born in the state and a fourth of the children under age 5. So in 2005, 6 WIC programs scattered throughout central Wisconsin, part of the Wisconsin WIC Association, applied for a planning grant, and then they received an implementation grant from the Wisconsin Partnership Program, and they developed Fit Families built on a social ecological model. So we have components at the individual, family relationship, and community levels. And these are the 4 core messages. Make every bite count, more fruits and veggies. Make every sip count, more healthy beverages. Move more, watch less. And eat healthy, be active. Your kids are watching. So we invited all parents of 2 to 4-year-olds to enroll in the program. We didn't target overweight children. And each family chose a message and a goal to work on, and they could change their goal throughout their 1-year participation. They had monthly contacts. 4 of those were face-to-face, and 8 telephone contacts, and the contacts occurred at the WIC clinic locations. They received really great incentives like blenders, crock pots, cookbooks, passes to the Y, gift cards for fruits and veggies at grocery stores. There were really great educational materials that the 6 WIC program directors developed. There were educational cards that were translated into Spanish. Newsletters received monthly, and everything was very attractive and fun. They also got local directories in each of the 6 counties that the program was implemented in of food resources and activity resources. So it was, and I'd like to say as an evaluator, it was a very well-designed program. There was a component for the clinic and the staff. So each clinic had to become a Fit Family Center and adopt wellness policies. We did a pre-post assessment of the clinic environment, and we found significant improvement over time in terms of having a wellness policy, the staff being in control of what foods and beverages were in view in public areas when they were talking to clients, that sort of thing. There was regular staff training that encouraged the staff to model the healthy behaviors, and we found significant improvements in the staff's confidence in promoting the messages. And this was training for all staff, clerical as well as the nutritionists. Wellness challenges were really popular among staff. There were, anywhere from 2 to 6 or 10 offered per year to encourage walking, more water consumption, no soda weeks, turn off the TV weeks, and that sort of thing. That was very popular with staff. And then in the communities, each center partnered with other programs. The model was to have a grocery store, farmer's market, a child care program, or Head Start, and then another optional agency like a library or family resource center. And the partners received a lot of the same materials that the staff and participants received. Then there were some TV, radio, and newspaper ads to reach the larger community. This is our logic model. I'll kind of skip through that to save time, but I just want you to know we did have a logic model. And our evaluation was a quasi-experimental comparison group design. The WIC staff collected the data at WIC clinics, and the nutritionists were the ones that interviewed the parents. the certifiers got the BMI, and then the staff also recorded their monthly contacts. And they either wrote that on a piece of paper, and I had a college student enter the data, or they entered it directly into an Access database. The staff also completed the pre-post surveys. I already mentioned the WIC director clinic environmental assessments, and there was a parent satisfaction survey. I spent a lot of time cleaning and editing the child-level data, just to assure quality and to reduce missing data. And then we did the analysis in SPSS, PC, and R. Everyone in WIC is at or below 185% of the poverty level, so we were serving a low-income population. We enrolled around 1,500 children, split between intervention and comparison groups. 1,086 children still remained in the program at the end of 1 year, so we had a 28% attrition rate. It was mainly because people just didn't come back for their WIC. Some people moved or withdrew, but it was mainly because they just were lost from WIC. The comparison groups were either at different WIC program locations or different draft pickup days. And about half of the children were male, half female. 19% were Hispanic, 14% were Asian, specifically Hmong, and 62.5% white. We had very few African American or American Indian children. There was a little variation between the treatment and comparison group for the proportions of Hispanic and Hmong kids. Well, the big question, did we improve children's eating and activity habits? And in this graph and the following graph, the dotted line is the Fit Families intervention group. So for fruits and vegetables, after 1 year, the percent of children who met the recommendation of four or more servings a day increased significantly from 33 to 59% in the Fit Families group, but remained at 45 or 46% in the comparison group. For juice, the percent who were at the recommended 6 ounces or less per day increased significantly from 46 to 64% in the Fit Families group, but only changed from 43 to 47% in the comparison group. For sweetened beverages, the percent at the recommended level of one or fewer servings per week actually increased in both groups, so there was no program effect there. Screen time, the percent at the recommended 2 hours or less increased significantly in the Fit Families group from 79 to 89%, but remained at 82 to 83% in the comparison group. Activity, we were at a ceiling effect here, but even so, the percent with at least 60 minutes per day increased significantly from 90 to 98% in the Fit Families group, but only from 94 to 96% in the comparison group. Then we wanted to look at how their eating and activity habits were influenced by setting goals. So the next group of slides will show you the mean or average in each of the message areas in the intervention versus the comparison group. And then there's another slide just looking at the kids within the intervention group for those who chose a particular goal versus those who didn't. And I also want to say for this next group of slides, we calculated the effects and means using a mixed methods model because we used a nested design of WIC children within clinics. And that approach accounts for the tendency of children within one WIC program site to be more similar than children at different sites because there was really no random assignment, but the analytical model helped adjust for that. So this slide in table, well, the table shows that the mean number of servings of fruits and vegetables per day increased from 3.14 to 3.97 in the Fit Families group, a significant increase, but remained at 3.7 in the comparison group. And the box plots show you that the median also increased. The bottom of the box is the 25th percentile, and the top of the box is the 75th percentile. The upper and lower dotted lines there show the range, and the squares above the line show the outliers. So you can see there's a big variation in fruit and vegetable consumption. but we did find a significant improvement. Now, this slide just shows those children within the intervention group. And 63% of the families chose the fruit and vegetable goal. So the children who started out with that goal were at a lower intake of 2.7 servings to begin with, and they increased significantly to 3.7. It's interesting to note that children without specifically choosing that goal also increased, because I think that was that fruit and vegetable message was really pervasive across the program. Juice intake, the slide here shows odds ratios because the juice variable was dichotomous. So the division between good and bad juice intake is at 1, and the graph is on a log scale because that will show more variation. The comparison group at enrollment is set at 1, and there were no significant differences in the comparison group from enrollment to 1 year, but in the Fit Families group, after 1 year, those children had 2.3 times the odds of having the recommended juice intake. And then within the intervention group, 37% of the families chose that make every sip count goal. And this table shows you that those who chose the goal were at a lower odds ratio of 0.42, indicating the goal was targeted at enrollment. But at 1 year, they had 1.65 times the odds of having the recommended juice intake. For screen time, this table and graph show the means and confidence intervals, and the average hours of screen time decreased significantly from 1.74 to 1.38 in the Fit Families group, but remained at 1.6 in the comparison group. And then within the intervention group, those who chose the Move More, Watch Less goal were at a higher level of screen time at 2 hours on the average. But you can see that the graph shows that there was a variation there. But their number of hours per day decreased significantly to 1.27. Those without the goal did not decrease significantly. So I think all of these results show the importance of working on specific goals to obtain a greater program effect. And in looking at the data, the nutritionists kept narrative comments as well. Sometimes it took a whole year for a family to achieve a goal. They just had to keep working and working on it. So did we affect children's BMI? The answer is no. We looked at the BMI Z-scores, and although there were some intervention comparison differences at enrollment, and there were some pre-post differences within the comparison group, there was no program effect on BMI. And this slide just shows the Z-scores. And here's a graph of the Z-scores by ethnic group. And you can, we also found no pre-post differences by ethnic group. Perhaps the next slide is a little more informative. And the data we have parallel what you see in the larger population. If you add the two lower rows, adding the percent overweight and percent obese, for the white children, that group was 23.8% of the total, where the rates were higher in the Hmong and Hispanic group. We looked at program results by race and ethnicity, and we really found a mixed set of results. And we think that that's probably because our numbers were smaller in the Hispanic and Hmong groups. But, you know, we saw some effect for fruits and vegetables and juice, sweetened beverages in the Hispanic group of kids, fruits and vegetables, juice, and screen time in the Hmong children. Quickly going through our limitations, no random assignment. The unit of assignment varied between WIC site or pickup day, and the WIC sites may be serving different populations. We found some significant differences at baseline. There was probably selectivity bias going on because not all families wanted to participate. Our attrition rate was 28%. the non-blinded staff collected data and parent reports might not be accurate. But we are able to sustain the program. Continuation funding was obtained through Food Share, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program Education, and the WIC directors are developing a toolkit that will be available for expansion. So for more information on the program, feel free to contact Linda Lee, or if you have questions about the evaluation, contact me. Yes.
How did you introduce the idea of which did the parents get a review of the healthy things that they could do before deciding on?
Right. They got a flyer that had the four core messages on it, and then they sat with a WIC nutritionist and talked about which goal they wanted to work on for their family. And it was totally up to them. Any other questions? Okay.